You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast, episode 27. Hi, it's Jo here. And just before we get onto the show, I want to let you know that the doors to my Mojo membership are now open, a place where you get to hunt down your mojo and keep it so that you can earn more, achieve more and live more. Head over to my Instagram profile, jobritton.mojo, and check out the Mojo membership link in my bio. And now on to the main part of the show. You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with me, your host, Jo Britton. Your mojo is your energy, your enthusiasm, and your motivation so that you've got the ability to get results for your personal and professional life without freaking out and burning out. Tune in for practical advice on how to find your mojo and keep it. Back in this episode, I am so excited and super proud to be talking to one of my incredible Mojo members. My Mojo community is full of inspirational women who are believing in themselves more and so are achieving all sorts of things that they so deserve in the process. I'm talking to the fabulous Helen Crespo about how, when you start winning your inner game, you make big stuff happen in your life. By day, Helen is a London-based real estate project manager for a leading global company. And all of the rest of the time, I literally don't know where she finds the time, but she does. She's a proud network marketing professional, and she went from lacking confidence and not believing in herself to making big stuff happen. Like promotion after promotion, growing a business, earning more, achieving more. And she puts this down to mastering her inner game and a number of other things that she'll be sharing with us on the show. Her progress has literally been insane. And she says 2020 was a life-changing year for many people, but for her, she made dramatic and drastic changes by putting herself first. And I love this because so many women just don't do it. She invested in herself and she took a leap of faith. And Helen dreams big and she achieves big. But what she's learned over the last year has helped her achieve even bigger and faster than she could have imagined. And her mission is now to help others build their confidence, embark on their most exciting journey of personal growth, and help them generate a recurring residual income in the process. Helen Crespo, you legend, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're unapologetically ambitious, Helen. And yes, you've been achieving some incredible stuff in super quick time, but it wasn't always this way until you started to win in the game. So why don't you just start by telling us a little bit of background context to this? Tell us what life was like before.
Yeah, so obviously my corporate journey and my personal life journey have been two completely polar opposites. I've never really hesitated in my corporate career, but in my personal life, I always really struggled with confidence. I never really thought that I could achieve some of the things that I always dreamt of. But in my corporate career, for some reason, I was, you know, the go-getter, the person who made things happen, and anything that I sort of set my mind to, I would achieve. But for some reason in my personal life, I just had these blockers that were preventing me from achieving the same things. So I grew up in a small village in Lanzarote, and I moved to the UK in 2009 to go to university, and I had a plan to become an architect. So 7 years later, I became a Part 2 qualified architect. And then, you know, life throws some curveballs at you. What you think you want when you're younger isn't necessarily what you want when you're older. And in 2016, I decided to change careers, and I decided to become a project manager. Like, I just decided one day that I was going to be a project manager. So I set myself a 5-year plan to become a client-side PM, and I basically achieved that in 3 years. And I just think, you know, once you set your mind to something, it's so much easier to get there. And I love this quote from Alice in Wonderland, where the cat asks her, where are you going? And she says, I don't know. And the cat says, well, it doesn't matter which road you take, any road will get you there. But if on the other hand, you know exactly where you want to be, nothing can stop you from getting there. It might take you longer, it might take you shorter, but you know the road that you need to take and you know the steps that you need to take, so you can actually achieve it. But for some reason in my personal life, I just didn't have this same belief. I was like really doubtful of myself, and I didn't think I was worthy of the things that I actually really wanted in my personal life. So 2020, you know, world pandemic, everyone's like faced with a new reality. But for me, 2020 was the most dramatic personal growth journey that I have ever been on. At the beginning of 2020, before we all went into lockdown, I ended a very long-term relationship, so a 9-year relationship, and I thought my year couldn't get any worse. And then a month or two later, we went into a national lockdown. And, you know, I don't know if it was one or the other or a combination of many things, but it hit me hard, having to spend so much time in my own mind. And I really realized that I needed to work through some stuff. So I started making really conscious decisions that I needed to work through stuff and invest in myself. So halfway through 2020, I decided to take that leap of faith and start investing in myself and start the journey that I have been on in the last year. So the first decision I made basically was to like do some counseling. And I know that there's so much taboo around this topic, and I felt really awkward at first saying that I needed it. But I honestly, hands down, think that it's an amazing experience. And if you are struggling through anything or need support working through stuff in your head, counseling is an amazing experience. It does need to come to an end, and it does need to be, you know, replaced with other things, which is what I did. So I did my counseling. It was amazing. It was a life-changing experience for me. And it made me realize that being worthy is something that was okay. I could feel that way. I could accept things from people. It didn't always have to come from me. And then the other things that I did was I started investing in networking and growing community and being surrounded by like-minded people. You know that quote that says, you become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So I know, Joe, you know, I joined your network. Being surrounded by these amazing women who lift you up every single day is the most insane experience ever. As you know, I'm also part of other networking groups. So, for example, Chris Taylor's Authority Academy is absolutely amazing. It's just allowed me to express myself with so much more clarity and confidence. And this is something that helps me in my corporate role as well as in my business. And just growing that network and support group around you is absolutely transformational. And then obviously the last thing I did was start my business last year. Network marketing has the weirdest reputation. Like, some people just absolutely hate it. They have these negative connotations around it. But for me, network marketing was basically a really easy way for me to start a business without making up a product, a system, a process, just picking up something that exists and building a business around it. But it's also given me community, because all the people who do network marketing are like-minded individuals who just want to grow a business and want a better life for themselves. So those are kind of the three big phases that I went through last year that are, you know, helping me see the massive results that I'm seeing now.
It's just incredible. Like, so we met through, you mentioned him, the legend that is Chris Taylor, yeah?
Yeah.
And we met through his Authority Academy, yeah, didn't we? Yeah. And I absolutely 100% agree with you that the thing that's made a massive difference in my life and being able to like grow my business too is hanging around with like-minded people, people who are going to lift you, who are going to challenge you, but in a supportive way. Because there's always, you know, when you go on these journeys of growth and you transform as a person and an individual, there are people then that are still part of your circle that kind of don't get you anymore or kind of don't understand what it's like. So I think absolutely it's I think a number one thing is to surround yourself with the right people. And I also picked up on what you were saying about it's the belief, isn't it? So in your corporate life, you always believe that you could make this stuff happen, but there are just some things sometimes that hold us back in other areas of life that are not always as easily transferable, if you like. And I call this, a lot of this, winning it in a game, right? It's something I talk about a lot, and I talk a lot for, you know, if you want to grow a business, if you want to achieve things in your life, then it starts within you, and doing that work is like incredibly important. Like, so for you, it started with counseling, because we bring an awful lot of stuff to our life and our business every single day. And for me, in a game is like the most important foundational stuff. It's about believing in yourself. It's about inhibiting all the stuff that's going to hold you back, that inner voice, that inner chit chat that tells you, like, you know, well, what if you do this and it goes wrong, or tells you you can't do stuff. You know, I call the Nina nitpicker, don't you? Talk about this a lot in the Mojo community. My Nina nitpicker that never has a nice word to say about me, but you know, she's just there to try and keep us safe, really. But your inner game, being able to emotionally regulate, maybe not freak out as much, because setbacks occur, don't they? Obstacles come up and get in the way. So to not hold back, I think, is really important to when you're in a game. So what sort of things have you done that have helped you when you're in a game?
Yeah, so I am by default a natural catastrophizer. I love, you know, catastrophizing any scenario. What if, what if, what if? So, you know, the first thing that I did was starting asking myself, well, what if it goes well? You know, turning a negative what if into a positive. And taking control of your brain to that extent is a very powerful thing. But I will never forget, like, the best experience I've had at winning my inner game was hands down that group coaching session that you hosted as part of the Mojo membership. And I had never experienced, like, I've done group coaching before, but never in this sense, never with like these open-ended questions and being in the hot seat. And I remember at this time, I had only recently started my business. Within network marketing, there's bands. It's very similar to a corporate structure, actually. And, you know, they do talk about it as promotion. So as you work up the bands, you are basically promoted within the business. And I remember, like, I was at the very bottom of the compensation plan at this stage, and we did this group coaching session, and these open-ended questions, like, they really challenge your brain. They really make you really answer what is actually preventing you from achieving what you want to achieve. And it made me realize that the only thing that was preventing me from getting where I wanted to get to was myself. And once I had that moment of pure clarity, I was really taken back by it, because it made me realize that if I believed in myself and if I thought that I was worthy of it, the results would come the same way that they did in my corporate journey. So I remember following that session, I literally went and took massive action. I got 2 promotions within the business. It was an absolutely amazing experience. And, you know, I love the fact that we rotate it and we hear other women's questions and we work through it together, because you always take something that you can, like, use for your own journey. So that was a massive one for me in terms of winning my inner game, because it made me realize that I was my own blocker.
And on that as well, because I do remember that session really vividly. Excuse me. It's because on those sessions, everybody comes to the session with a how do I question, don't you? So it's like, And I remember yours. And what we do is we everybody pitches their question. Mm. And then based on how everybody else will benefit from that question being answered, that person takes the hot seat. And for you, because it was, you know, it's we're a bunch of women growing businesses. Yours, I remember, was how do I generate more sales in my business, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And actually, when we all work through it, the power in the group coaching, and by that is everyone's coaching each other, aren't they, with these really purposeful questions, you kind of really get to the nub of stuff. And a lot of it is, you know, the stuff that holds us back growing a business or with that confidence. I think for you, it was something, or maybe I'm confusing with myself. It was that fear of rejection, actually, that was the thing that was holding us back. And boom, you know, once you kind of identified that, it literally was insane to see how inspired you were and the progress that you made since that session. It was incredible.
Yeah, I absolutely loved that session.
So what else do you do to practice winning your inner game? Because I see this as, it's not like, I mean, I talk about it as like you've won it, and I don't think you ever really completely conquer it and win it. But it's all about practice and habits and things that you do every single day for when being a nitpicker gets in the way and starts holding you back.
Yeah, so I remember we had a one-to-one coaching session about 2 months ago, and I had a big dip on that call. I remember a lot of, you know, Nina moments, so a lot of what ifs and doubting myself. And it was kind of like I reverted back, and it was all triggered by one thing that sort of put me in the mindset that I was in last year. And it just shocked me a little bit that after all the work that I'd put in over the last year, I could still stumble back into that mindset and into that area of disbelief in my own self. So I remember we had this one-to-one coaching session, and you know, we got to the bottom of things, and I think a lot of it is working through what the root cause is of you stumbling back to a negative mindset. And once you can understand where it's coming from, you can sort of address it.
Yeah.
But I think what was really important for me was understanding that even though I will continue to put in so much work to myself, there will be moments, there will be triggers, there will be things that happen that will remind me of the old version of me.
Yes.
And will really make me question whether I can carry on achieving this. But it's the tools and the, you know, working through where it's coming from and taking control of those thoughts, turning it into a positive situation. And I remember at one point I was so overwhelmed, you know, like I have a big corporate responsibility, a lot of responsibility in my corporate job. I have a business that I've only just started within the last year. I, you know, we're coming out of lockdown, social life, gym, things that I enjoy, golf, you know, like there's all these things happening at once. I was so overwhelmed, and I was thinking, how on earth am I going to do everything? And the one thing, and this came from a conversation with you as well, was pick one thing that you could do today that is going to get you one step closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Mm. Make one decision today that you will be proud of tomorrow. Because over time, it might seem like the tiniest step today, but over time, it's like a quantum effect. And you will literally get to this moment where you think, oh my God, I just had a quantum leap. I don't know how I got here. And a lot of people say, oh, like this person's lucky, or it happened at the right time for them. But what people don't realize is the struggle day in, day out, the consistency, the perseverance, the, you know, never giving up, that gets you that step closer every single day until you have that quantum leap.
I love that. You're totally right. To me, it's like it's the momentum that builds. Momentum builds with every small step. And each step fuels you with a bit more motivation to keep going. And there are always going to be days where, let's face it, shit happens. And it's how do you navigate through those setbacks and bounce back, but knowing that actually, because we look at all this stuff around us, don't we, often like on social media, these overnight business sensations is absolute rubbish. It's what you don't see. is the hard work. And I know you put in over 100%, like every single day, you're committed, you show up, you do the work, you recognize when, you know, when the fear is going to hold you back, what is it? You get deep with it, you put strategies together to help you overcome it. It is absolutely incredible the way that, that's why I'm so proud of you, so, so proud of you, the way that you keep going. And you've got, and we'll talk about your incredible business as well in a moment, but you did say, look, you're juggling so many things. And you said, you know, like, we're coming out of lockdown as the time of recording this, and, you know, life hopefully is getting a bit more normal, whatever that is. How do you juggle everything? Because you've got this incredibly demanding corporate job, you're growing a business, you've got like a home life and so on as well. How do you not get overwhelmed? And how, on the days, you must have days where you don't feel motivated.
Yeah.
How do you motivate yourself?
Yeah, there are 100% days where I do not feel motivated at all. But I sometimes just think to myself, you know, Jeff Bezos has the same 24 hours in a day that I have. And, you know, if he can do what he's achieved with the same amount of time that I have, then you damn right know that I'm going to use my time wisely to get to where I want to get. So, you know, for me, my corporate job is really important. So my 9 to 5, and, you know, that can shift. It could be earlier, it could be later, or whatever it is. But the block of time that I'm at work, I'm at work. And I don't focus on anything other than what I'm doing during that time, because that's where I need to be in that moment. And yeah. I think being present in the moment is so, so important. So the way I fit my business around it, you know, network marketing is not the kind of business where you need to be 100% working long hours in order to see success. Network marketing could be as simple as spending an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, but you have to be consistent with it. So I just block my diary wisely around the things that I need to do. And I've got priorities in my personal life. So for me, my working out is really important. I block out 3 hours during the week for that. So time management for me is extremely important. And the one thing I'll say is there's no point blocking time in your diary if you're going to be focused on a load of stuff. If you're going to block it, be present in the moment for that one specific task, because if not, you will literally not get anything done. And I think one of the, I love this one. This one I learned from my upline, Laura, within my New Skin business. The Pomodoro method is absolutely amazing. I love it to bits. You set yourself your task. You give yourself 20 minutes of pure focus time. Just sit down, get it done, or stand up, whatever you need to do, get it done. And then after those 25 minutes, give yourself a 5-minute break, reassess, and go again. And that's an absolute game changer, because it makes me present in the moment. It doesn't allow the what if thoughts to come in, because all that matters is the task at hand for that specific time. And, you know, things happen, life happens. Someone will always say, oh, do you want to go for dinner? Or do you want to meet up and have a drink or whatever? It's so easy to always say yes. But a big part of my journey has been really selecting what I do with my time. Because I'm not going to get the results, the huge, huge results that I want to achieve, are not going to be possible if I always say yes to the fun stuff, the easy stuff. And I appreciate that I am missing out on a couple of things at the moment, but I see this as a short-term, you know, struggle, commitment, whatever you want to phrase it as, to get those big results that I want to get. Because what I'm doing now is for my future life, for the future that I want.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And it is that sacrifice, really, isn't it? Like you said, to put in that bit of a lot of effort.
Yeah.
You put in an awful lot of effort. You're so committed to it. Is going to pay off. And so many people are probably not so, you know, they've got big dreams, but they're not really willing to put like the commitment and the work in and be consistent. That's massively important. And so tell us a bit more then about the business that you have? And where do you see it going? What is it that you want to do with it?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a load of different network marketing firms out there. I chose to partner with a company called New Skin last year. New Skin's just been voted the sixth largest direct selling company in the world. I am a person of, you know, I need all the facts before I can make a decision. So I did a load of research. You know, New Skin's registered in the New York Stock Exchange, so it's got extreme credibility. It's a blue chip corporation. And, you know, that my background is really corporate, so that was really important to me. But the main reason why I chose to partner with them was because their products solved my skin issues. Wow. So I had really bad adult acne, and I bought a product that New Skin sell. It's called the Lumi Spa, and it literally transformed my skin. And believe it or not, skin can have such a massive confidence impact in your life. So for me, like, I used to really struggle to make eye contact with people. I used to get really nervous and a little bit doubtful of myself. I just felt like people might be like thinking, you know, this was my brain again catastrophizing, thinking, oh well, what if people are staring at my skin and thinking, you know, I'm too old to be like having adult acne and blah 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 blah. So I decided to make an investment again in my skincare routine, and it just completely transformed my skin. And I just thought, I don't want to partner with something I don't believe in, but I 100% believe in these products. So that's why I chose New Skin, and I did that. So that decision to partner with New Skin was in October last year. And, you know, it's been a crazy journey. Like, it's been the most insane personal growth journey I've ever been on. It takes a lot of guts to go on the internet and promote products and do something that's so out of your comfort zone. And so, you know, compare a real estate corporate career to well-being and skincare, it's a massive shift. So you start having doubts around, well, what will people think, and what will people's opinions be, and who am I to be doing this, and what if people question me, and so many other questions. But there's no need for it, because at the end of the day, you are making a decision that's going to change your life, and you're going to be able to build the life that you want. So the reason for me to have started this business originally was very small. Like, I just wanted to have a little bit of an additional income, because all of a sudden it was me on my own after, you know, almost a decade of being in a relationship where it was two incomes. So all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, it's just me on my own, and I need to figure out, like, what if my job was to go, or like I have no backup plan or anything. So I just wanted to have a little bit of an additional income coming in every month. But understanding the root and what's possible within network marketing is absolutely eye-opening. So I'm now doing this for the long-term goal, the long-term journey, and for the future family that I would like to have one day. So yeah.
I love it. And I can, you know, 100% endorse the New Skin stuff, because actually I'm an absolute addict of it now, having watched your journey, because you showcased your journey through Instagram, haven't you?
Yeah.
And in such an authentic way. Mm-hmm. And I've personally seen how that has helped you build your confidence, but also the results of it have been incredible. And for me, in lockdown, like, I feel like my face has aged like 10 years, seriously. And I think a lot of women will relate to this as well, at my age, that so I started asking you questions. Oh, what about, you know, will it help me with all these wrinkles that I'm like getting now? And it is absolutely brilliant. It's such a good product. And so, and I think the thing that strikes me about the model as well that you mentioned earlier that you'd adopted, it's, you know, network marketing sometimes does have this like bad press about it, but in reality, it's an incredible business model for people who want to start earning more money. Maybe like you have got a corporate career, you're a high flying corporate achiever, but actually want to grow a business as well, but you don't want to start with developing a product, and you don't want to, you know, have to put in a massive amount of investment. it just gives you a really great model, doesn't it, to build some residual income, and then you get the book for it, and now, you know, even bigger things for you to come. So
yeah,
finally then, Helen, just tell us, if people want to follow you, they want to hear more about your story and your journey, and they're interested in growing a network marketing business, where can they hang out with you? Where can they find you?
So please, please do reach out on Instagram. It's the platform I use the most. You'll be able to see all of the past journey and everything that's currently happening on my journey. And I'll also be able to talk to you on there about my masterclass and see if this journey is something that you'd ever like to consider. And if not, just come have a chat about big dreams, big aspirations, and see where life takes you.
And your Instagram handle is?
So it's helen.r.crespo. And I think we'll be putting the link within the podcast.
Well, definitely.
Anyone who doesn't get that spelling right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name. Beautiful name. So thank you so much, Helen, for joining us today and sharing so openly the challenges that, you know, we go through. But actually, you know, the work that you have put in a short space of time, I have to say, and it is an ongoing journey, all of this stuff. But it's meant that you've achieved incredible results in super quick time. It's so powerful. Your story is so powerful. I've loved having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You've been listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with Joe Britton. Tune in again for more practical advice on how to find your mojo and how to keep it.